Chapter 25. The entire tavern erupted in brilliant flashes of light that sent the Drakus commander careening into the doorframe.
Great Goose!
Gurley gravitated towards the back of the room and wrapped his hands around an iron fire poker by the fireplace. The small party of humans, heroes by all account, had exploded into action. One Drakus stood with the leader's sword in his chest in astonishment. The bearded man, hard-faced and well-knit, swung a flanged mace into the other Drakus's face. The tall and lovely woman's slender arms were entwined in snakes of mystic power, while the last woman, smaller in stature, held arcane symbols over her head and shouted words of power. Everyone else in the room scrambled. They crashed through the doors and windows and scurried through the streets. The Drakus struck back. The commander ripped a sword from his side and charged.
You won't hang, you'll die here and now.
Ha ha, try it,
the lead human said. The Drakus steel clashed into the man's magic weapon. Bright sparks flew. The two swung and parried back and forth, rambling through tables and knocking over chairs. The bearded man pressed his swift attack. He bashed the Drakus over its hard skull. One, two, three times, knocking it to its knees. The taller woman, draped in a heavy wool cloak of gray, blasted yellow fire into its chest. The Drakus squealed as its scales erupted into smoke and ash. Two Drakus were down, and their commander battled for its undead life.
Who are these people?
The group converged on the lone Drakus commander, hemming it in.
Your life comes to an end, abomination,
the leading man said.
Balzer's forces are at hand.
He lunged. The Drakus, quicker than a snake, sidestepped and cut the warrior in the chest. His heavy fist rocked the man in the jaw, dropping him to his knees. His glinting sword clattered off the planks, and its brilliant light went out. In a flash, the Drakus slid behind a man and pressed a dagger to his throat.
Overconfident fools,
it said.
Step back.
The small party eyed one another and backed off. The Drakus let out a high-pitched whistle. Barnabas' soldiers flooded into the room, carrying heavy swords and wearing heavy armor. With them, a wingless dragon scaled in deep purple prowled in. Its back was waist high and had tall, scaly ridges. Horns scooped back along its neck, and a pair of tongues flicked from its razor-sharp mouth.
Gant!
Gurley channeled his power. His skin turned hard as the iron poker he held. The leader jammed his elbow into the Drakus' belly and yelled,
Get out of here, everyone! Escape!
He went for his sword, but the bigger, quicker Drakus jumped on his back sword first, pinning the man to the ground. His fingers stretched for the hilt of his sword, juttered, and went still. One woman gasped, while the other taller woman blasted a swarm of golden hornets into the fray. The soldiers of Barnabas swatted and clutched at their arms and faces. The bearded warrior hammered into them with his mace. He dropped three frantic soldiers to their knees and turned just in time to face the deep maw of the purple dragon. Its jaws clapped on his legs, and the bearded warrior yelled and struck his mace with ferocity.
If I'm going down, you're going down with me, you wicked scaled beast.
Two-handed, he wailed on the dragon's head, one heavy blow after another. The dragon held him fast while two soldiers slipped in behind the man and drove swords into his back. His mace fell from his fingers. The smaller woman let out an ear-splitting scream. Windows and glassware shattered. Gorley's knees buckled. Soldiers fell to their knees. The Drakus headed right for her unhindered. Gorley's mind reeled, and something within took over. He snatched up the fallen warrior's sword, and its blade became hot with fire. He charged the Drakus, lunged, and chopped through its wings.
Who dares?
The Drakus said, whipping around, sword ready. Gorley, never a practiced swordsman, hacked at him. The Drakus, skilled as they come, parried and countered. A deadly arc of steel bit into Gorley's shoulder and skipped off it.
What manner of race are you?
The Drakus said.
Your skin's thick as metal.
Gorley swung again. Sword met sword.
You have to be tough when you're this ugly,
he said.
You should know that by now.
Striking harder and faster, he banged the Drakus sword down. The Drakus twisted inside and jammed a dagger at his belly. It snapped off at the hilt.
Impossible!
Gorley slid the shimmering sword through the Drakus ribs. Its eyes popped open and simmered to dust inside its head. It collapsed to the floor, unmoving.
Guzan, what a great sword. Maybe I should learn to use these things.
He turned and squared up on the dragon. The hulking beast stood on top of the smaller woman. Her body was broken. Its tail lashed out, striking the last woman. Her body left her feet and crashed into the fireplace hearth.
No!
Gorley said. He raised the blade and charged. The dragon lowered its horns and rushed straight for him. Gorley smote it with the blade. Unhindered, the dragon trampled over him, pinning him to the floor. Its hot breath snorted in its face, and its jaws clamped down on his shoulder. The pressure blinded him with pain, but his iron skin held.
What's the matter, dragon? Not chewy enough for you?
The dragon released its bite and filled its lungs with air.
Sultan, what does this creature breathe?
Gorley grabbed the creature by the neck and tried to push it away. Green fire erupted from its mouth in streams and dripped all over him.
Ow!
Gorley cried out.
That burns!
Chairs and tables caught fire. The tavern filled with smoke. Gorley wriggled beneath the beast, but its paws kept him pinned down. Clothes and iron skin burning, Gorley cried out.
Enough of this!
Power inside him ignited, and his half-orcan body of iron expanded. In seconds, he towered the height of 10 feet and locked his arms around the dragon's neck and squeezed.
No more toying with you, lizard!
The dragon thrashed and flailed. Its claws scraped at its chest, but Gorley held the dragon fast. Its tail slithered around its neck and squeezed.
No, you don't!
Gorley grunted. He cranked up the pressure. Flames spread across the tavern. Soldiers scrambled for the doors, coughing. The dragon's neck was filled with muscle harder than stone. Even with his great strength, Gorley's effort seemed futile. The beast was a knot of muscle. His giant fingers fumbled for the sword. Eyes bulging in his head, gasping for air, Gorley clutched the hilt with his oversized fingers. He raised the blade and drove it through the dragon's back into its heart. The knot of scales went slack.
Phew!
Coughing, he peered through the mess. He couldn't make out anyone through the smoke and the roar of flames. Making his way toward the rear of the building, he stumbled over the man who had fallen to the Drakus. He scooped him up and busted through the back wall that led into the alley. It was just him and a woman. The tall, hooded one, coughing.
Are you all right?
He said to her. She leered at him. He changed his form, shrinking down into a human and more pleasant, and set the dead man's body down.
Sorry about your friend,
he said. He laid the sword across the man's body.
I'd take him somewhere if I had a place to go.
She limped over and knelt over the fallen man's body.
Thanks for the help,
she said.
But we'll be all right. It's you who should go.
She unhitched the man's sword belt and scabbard and slid the blade within and offered it to Gorley.
Take this.
I don't have need of it,
he said.
I am not so good with them.
She shoved it in his chest and said,
Keep it safe, then. I can't take it with me.
She reached in a pouch, sprinkled dust over the man, and began chanting. She sprinkled dust on herself next.
Again, thank you. May Balzerth be with you.
She and the man shimmered and faded to dust in the wind and vanished.
How interesting. Seems I'm not alone in this fight after all.
Crowley strapped on the sword belt and assumed the form of a battered Barnabas soldier, moments before dozens swarmed into the alley.
Did you see anything?
The commander said. Crowley coughed and pointed at the flaming hole in the wall and said,
Something ran over me. It went that way. Big as a troll. Fast, too.
Scratching his head, he added,
No idea what it was, but it was ugly.
Get yourself to the infirmary,
The sergeant paused.
I don't know you. What's your name?
Jason.
So be it. Now get those wounds looked at.
Gorley trudged along the wall, averting his eyes from the soldiers. Sadness swelled in his gut. He'd watched good people die for a great cause and realized something.
I have to keep close to Nath Dragon more now than ever. As Bezog says, without him, everything is lost.